Das kann so sagen, dass ich gesagt habe, wenn wir heute mit der Suche darf auf Dalle. Vielleicht mal, Meir seems to contradict himself. On the one hand, he's not concerned for the breaking of the bottle, but on the other hand, he's concerned for the death of the animal that's used for the Suche. Well, and with the Gemara, death is more common. Breaking of a bottle is not, because it can be given to a watchman to safeguard. Vielleicht mal, Yehuda also seems to contradict himself. On the one hand, he's concerned for the breaking of the bottle. On the other hand, he's not concerned for the death of the animal that's used for the Suche. Well, and with the Gemara, the reason Rabbi Yehuda does not allow one to leave over Truma and Meiser at the end of the bottle is not because he's concerned the bottle will break. It's because he doesn't hold the concept of Brera, which must be used in order to say that the wine that's left over at the end is the wine that was separated as Truma and Meiser all along. For the acting Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Meir, aren't you concerned that the bottle may break? So we see that Rabbi Yehuda was concerned for the breaking of the bottle, and for the Gemara, he was saying to Rabbi Meir, I hold that leaving over the wine won't work because I don't hold a Brera. However, you who do hold a Brera, still you should hold it doesn't work leaving over because of the concern that the bottle may break. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda was talking to Rabbi Meir. Fleck the Gemara, we see that Rabbi Yehuda is concerned for death because he says that we must prepare a replacement wife for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in case the Kohen Gadol's wife were to die. So you see that he is concerned for death, and for the Gemara, it was only there regarding the Avodah that brings the Kapara, the special Avodah of Yom Kippur, that he was concerned for the possibilities that he's normally not concerned for. Fleck the Gemara, according to Rabbi Zeir and Abaya, the reason Rabbi Meir says that an animal may not be used as a sukkah wall is a Gzeir de Rabbanon. They were machmer because it may run away or it may die, however they raise it should be a valid circle wall because a live animal is treated like any other object. If so, why does Rameyah say that when it comes to an animal acting as a grave cover, that we are makel and it does not become tame? If deraisa is treated as any other object, then how can he be makel on that? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov said, the reason Rameyah says that an animal is not valid for a sukkah wall is because a wall that stands because of breath is not considered to be a valid wall. Breath is not tangible and therefore can't be the basis for a wall. And because the animal is only standing because it's breathing, it can't be a valid wall. Second answer, others say, that Rabbi Chaim Yaakov said, anything that cannot be made by a human being cannot serve as a wall. And since an animal, a live animal, can't be made by a human being, it can't serve as a wall. Zakhtimar, the difference between these two versions would be a wall created by a blown-up leather bottle. According to the first version, this can't serve as a wall because it stands only because of breath. But according to the second version, it is a valid wall because it's man-made. Zakhtimar, the Raisa Rabbi Yosef clearly adds that an animal may not be used for writing a get upon it. Frankly, what's Rabbi Yosef Glili's reasoning? The Raisa, the Pasuk says get, and it says, the Pasuk regarding get says the word safer. One would think that it's only klaf. The Pasuk therefore says, v'kosav lo, which teaches that it can be written on anything. If so, the word safer comes to exclude something. What does it come to exclude? Writing a get on a living object or on food. The Rabbanan say the Pasuk doesn't say bas safer, in a safer, which would suggest like this drusha. Rather, the Pasuk says safer, which teaches that the get must be written in a way that makes a total separation between the husband and the wife. The Rabbanan used the word v'kosav to teach that the divorce may only take place via a written document, not money. You can't pay for a divorce. That money can't act as a divorce. You have to have a written document. We would think that just like marriage comes about through a document or through money, kedushin comes like that, or through a heklish, we just say that divorce comes that way as well. The pasuk teaches that no, divorce has to be done through a written document. Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns this from the word safer krisis. Only a document can make a divorce. The Rabbanan used the word krisis to teach that it must be a document that fully severs the relationship. It can't be based on a condition that obligates the woman to do something or not to do something forever. Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns this from the fact that the pasuk says krisus when it could have just said karis. So he can learn both things. The Rabbanan don't dash into the extra letters from karis to krisus. Zok the Mishnah, if one makes a sukkah among the trees so that the trees are its walls, but they do not support the sukkah is kosher. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov said, a wall that moves in the wind is not considered to be a wall. Fact, our Mishnah says, if trees are the walls, it's kosher, and we know that trees move in the wind. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is discussing mature, thick trees that don't move in the wind. Fact, even such trees have branches that move in the wind, and they form the walls. Mar says, it's talking about where he weaves the branches together so that they don't move in the wind. Fact, Mar, so what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Mar said, we would think that we should be geyser and not allow such a sukkah out of concern that it may lead one to use the tree on Yom Tov. The Mishnah teaches that the sukkah is nonetheless valid. Fleck the Gemara, Braisa says that a tree and a wall of reeds can serve as a corner board to surround the well to permit the drawing of water from it on Shabbos. The tree and the reeds move in the wind, and yet we see they're considered to be walls here. Two Zok the Gemara, the Braisa is discussing where he weaves the branches of the reeds together so that they don't move in the wind. Fleck the Gemara, Braisa says that if a tree's branches bend over and come to within three tefachim of the ground, one may carry within the area enclosed by the branches, meaning between the trunk and the branches on Shabbos. The drooping branches clearly move in the wind. Mar says here too, the Braisa is discussing where he weaves the branches together so that they don't don't move in the wind. If so, why is Rav Huna Bar Yehuda of Yeshua say that one may not carry under the street if it's larger than the base of Sayim, which is the halacha for something that's enclosed for other than residential purposes, since he did the weaving of the walls into place, that's considered to be as if it was enclosed for residential purposes. Mar says this is because the purpose of the area is to provide shade for workers or watchmen who tend to the fields outside of this area. The halacha is to carry in an enclosure whose principal purpose is to serve the area outside. The enclosure may not be larger than the base of Sayim. Fakting Mara Brisa says that on Shabbos one may carry in a clearing surrounded by stalks of grain because the stalks act as walls. Stalks of grain clearly move in the wind. And Fakting Mara here too, the Brisa is discussing where he weaves the stalks together so that they don't move in the wind.